I was over at the Registrar of Voters on Wednesday dropping off my ballot, and there was lots of company there. Diva Marie Proto is our Sonoma County Registrar of Voters. Good morning, Diva Marie.
Good morning.
I was surprised. It wasn't like a lines around the corner situation on Wednesday, but there were people walking up, driving up, and dropping off those ballots. Is it still looking like an historic early turnout?
Yes. We've been very, very steady busy. So we don't usually get a lot of long lines, but it just is pretty constant at the office. Right now we're looking at about 34%, so over 100,000 ballots so far.
Wow. 34% of the votes of registered voters have already voted. That's pretty amazing. Have you ever seen anything like that?
No, I think the closest we've come is 2008 when we were about 23% at this point in time turnout.
So that was heavy, heavy voting. And obviously there are locations around Sonoma County, not just the Registrar of Voters, where people can drop off those boxes. Are you having to pick them up or empty them with pretty good regularity, thanks to the volume?
Yes, the ballot drop boxes are picked up basically on an every other day rotating schedule, and they've been seeing a lot of use. People really seem to like using those.
Yeah, everybody wants to vote this time around, which is very good news indeed. And talk again, Diva Marie, if you will, about how the early drop-off of those ballots helps you in terms of a timely return.
Well, it basically means that we'll be able to do all the processing, the signature checking, and getting those ballots scanned ahead of time. So when we release our results at 8 p.m., it'll have a good statistically significant chunk of votes on election night.
So those votes that are all coming in now and have been coming in and will come in prior to next Tuesday, when are you able to actually count those?
We can't count them until the polls close at 8 p.m. on election night, but we can get them all ready and then hit the button to count them.
Yeah,
at that point in time.
Yeah, quite a different circumstance than what is usually the case when there's a lot of check-in going on around that time.
Yes.
Very good. Very good. It's going to be very interesting to see as we approach the next week and a half to see how many in advance votes we get. And Diva Marie, if you could remind folks who missed the registration deadline this week and about what options may still be left for them.
Absolutely. So they can come to our office and vote in person, fill out a registration form. Or they can go starting October 31st to any of the in-person voting locations. They will fill out a registration envelope and be able to cast their vote. We won't be able to count it until it gets back to our office and we process the registration. But they absolutely still have the right to register and vote in person.
And they can continue to do that through November the 3rd?
Yes.
All right, very good. That's a very important piece of information. Anything else we should know about making this just a very fluid opportunity all the way through?
I would just say just keep those votes coming. We're processing them, but be patient with us because it does take time to process the volume that we're getting right now.
So. I know. I keep watching the where'smyballot.com to see what's happening there. And what's the most common mistake people make when they're filling out those mail-in ballots?
You know, most of our voters are pretty experienced with vote by mail. We do always have some people whose signature doesn't match or who forget to sign. And if they're signed up for ballot tracks, they will get a notification. Otherwise, we'll mail them a letter to make sure that they have the opportunity to correct that so their vote will count.
Very good. Well, 34% of us have already voted in the 2020 election. That's a heck of a start. Diva Marie Proto, how many people will be with you on staff on the 3rd of November?
Oh, goodness. We have probably about 300, 400 poll workers that will be out in the community. And then we will probably have 30, 40 people extra in our office helping us with phones and voters and everything like that.
Going to be difficult to social distance with that many people in your office.
Yes, we're trying to spread out. We're working on some solutions for our line management to make sure that people do not have to wait in our office.
Right.
And trying to work out strategies for that.
Okay, very good. Well, TikTok, we're getting closer and closer. And Diva Marie, we'll check in with you again next week and get an update on those pre-voting numbers.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Thank you. That is Diva Marie Proto, the Sonoma County Registrar of Voters. So 34% of the Sonoma County voting population has already done so this year.